We must have looked a strange pair as we walked into the hotel restaurant that day. Mrs. Van Hopper walked in front of me on her high-heeled shoes. Her fat, heavy body swayed above her short, fat legs. I followed slowly, my eyes looking down at the floor. With my straight hair and badly fitting clothes, I looked like an awkward schoolgirl. Mrs. Van Hopper sat down at her usual table and stared at everyone in the restaurant.
"There isn't one well-known person here," she said in her loud voice. "There's no one I want to talk to."
Mrs. Van Hopper was very greedy. She ordered a large lunch for herself. Soon, she was eating a large plateful of spaghetti. We ate in silence. The rich sauce ran down Mrs. Van Hopper's chin. I looked away. Then I saw that a new guest was sitting down at the next table. Mrs. Van Hopper saw him too. She put down her fork and stared at him hard. I saw an excited look come into her small eyes.
"It's Max de Winter," she said to me. "The man who owns Manderley. You must have heard of it. A beautiful old house in the west of England. He looks ill, doesn't he? His wife died suddenly last year. They say he's broken-hearted."
I felt sorry for de Winter already. He was Mrs. Van Hopper's next victim.